When will the sound of bullets reach the ears of men who cannot hear?
Yeah. Spot.
Four children still are dead. In this, a world of mourning, I weep for the children who died and for the children who killed them.
Sean graduated high school like he's supposed to. No goals for the future, so he became a soldier. He joined the military for the free education, the free vacations to travel and see nations. He worked on his patience, his discipline and will to service his country as they build him to be a killer. They told him he could be all that he could be. They sell him a dream that became a nightmare. Now they tell him,
stick with us and let us give you freedom. 17 rounds a second.
Sean packed a bag, got on a flight with 60 others. Told his mama goodbye, goodnight to his sisters and brothers. They cried and they weep, he told them he would be back. Not knowing what lied ahead and what he'd see in Iraq. He smells death in the air, but never crying a tear. But the question in his mind is, why are we here?
The president, we are cautioned, has facts that we don't have. One wonders, what are the facts?
Tell us the facts, man.
He's just a stranger in a foreign land, killing strangers. Kills in the name of freedom while his life is still in danger. He hears a sound, looks up, sees something coming from the sky. To his side, sees his friends blow up right in front of his eyes. So he solemnly swears to get revenge at any cost. But he's obviously scared because of the friends that he lost. Now he's thinking, why is our man Bush so defensive? While he sits and thinks there's an ambush in the trenches and he bleeds. They leave without a trace of fucking evidence. He screams out loud, I hate my fucking president.
As he and the rest of his bloodless gang of corporation men were for the anti-integration violence in Lamar and for the pillage and murder that is taking place in the name of democracy, there are several conventional political courses which can still be followed before we end up in a state of domestic barbarism.
They sent them home paralyzed, shots came out of his back. He's got post-traumatic shock and gets panic attacks. His sanity is no more, it's like he's locked in a prison. They gave Sean an award, but he ain't got a pot to piss in.
This country was the creation of brave men. In the past few years, we have seen our soldiers machine gun girls and babies and old women. Some of us were insulated from that by distance, or because the dead were Asians,
or Palestinians, or Iraqis, or South Americans, or Afghanis, or Africans, or Muslims, women, children, and even Americans.
If that's the brave new America, to hell with it.
Yeah. This song is dedicated to anybody fighting the war right now who didn't know what they was signing up for. You know what I mean? Out there killing, coming home. Some cats don't even got a place to live when they come back. They don't have limbs when they come back. Thank you for your bravery when you coming back to slavery.